Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Well, there's no doubt that this lockdown has been the toughest on all of us, whether it's the weather or the dark evenings or the fact that we've had our fill of lockdowns. I'm not sure, but it's definitely been a very difficult time and it's hard to pull yourself through it at this time. Well, Pat Mulcahy is the Mindful Farmer, and when Pat was on with us last, we got a huge reaction to him. He joins me once again. Pat, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran.
And good to talk to you today. Would you agree with that, Pat, that this lockdown, it seems to have hit everybody much harder?
You see, I think it's the longevity of it. And you know, when you're in a struggle and you'll work and work and work, and then you're looking towards the end, and you know there's light at the end of the tunnel. But in this situation, like, we have the second one and the third one, and now we're in this one for another 9 weeks or whatever. And it's not, I think people are just exhausted. And that's very evident from people. Like, I'd be taking lots of calls every day and emails, and people ringing me even in the middle of the night that are exhausted, stressed, and, you know, their mental health is definitely suffering. Financially, mentally, and, you know, human situations as well. As, you know, as a friend of mine in Connemara says, nobody knows, he said, Pat, where the shoe is hurting. And it's hurting a lot now with lots of people.
And do you think, Pat, that, you know, even fingers crossed and all of that, when we finish with COVID to some degree and how we emerge from that, will we be damaged?
I think the fallout will be enormous, because I think an awful lot of people don't even realise at present how damaged they are, because they're in the midst of that struggle. And that struggle varies with people. But I think that from what I'm finding out, even our own situation here, that when it's all over, where do we go? Because businesses, families, jobs, everything, you know, it's like being landed on the moon and trying to, you know, what do we do now? How do we pick up the pieces?
What we're hearing from listeners, Pat, is that, you know, the lack of clarity they're finding particularly difficult. Now, I realise that this thing changes, you know, every day or every half day, even in some cases. But do we need more clarity from the government, for example?
You know, it's, how difficult is it for them as well? Because how do you give clarity on something that you are not fully aware of? Now, there are factors that they are aware of, and they should be more aware about the vaccine situation and all that. But, you know, how do any of us know what's going to happen in nine weeks' time? You talk to some, even some medical specialists who are fearing that we're going to get even a more severe wave of this later on because of all the new variants now. So how can we give clarity when we really don't know what's coming down the road? Like, it's never Neverland.
I suppose what's throwing people, though, is you take what happened last Thursday where you had a subcommittee meeting, the COVID subcommittee, and then putting off any sort of announcement or anything until the cabinet meeting tomorrow. You know, people, we'd all be delighted to be working over a weekend, but it doesn't seem to, there doesn't seem to be an urgency, Pat, or am I just grumpy and sort of...
I don't think so. But you're right there, I think. I think that there seems to be a lack of maturity and common sense there. Like, the people need clarity, and they need, in any situation, you need decisiveness. Whether that's, you know, good news or whether it's bad news, but, like, it's very important that you have a goal, you know what it is, for better or for worse, and you work towards that then tomorrow or in the next 5 minutes, because that will help people and will help their mental state. You know, things are bad, but if you know that they're bad and you've got to make the situation and you've got to change your own situation, well, then you go and change it. And then you're working in positivity. But if you're, like, for instance, every morning when you get up, you know, if you put yourself in the positive mood and in the happy mood for the first 3 minutes of the day, everything that will happen to you in the day will be positive. But if you're waking up worrying about, you know, a job, bills, whatever, on the farm or in your shop or whatever, you wake up every morning, you're probably not even waking up because you're not sleeping during the night. And as I say, when I look out my window of wonder in the morning, I always give myself, you know, that happy message.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what's going on in my life, you must park it and you must be positive, because what you got to ask yourself, you know, am I happy now, right now at this moment? And that's what you got to people have got to convince themselves of. It's a very difficult thing to do, because even last week I myself ended up in hospital.
Did you indeed?
Yeah, in Clonmel, yeah, down the road from you. They've been out at the Cumbria Mountains for 4 or 5 days.
My God, and can I ask what was the matter, Pat? What?
It's a heart situation, related to stress, yeah. And I was taken away by ambulance and down the yard feeding the animals and collapsed and recovered and came back up to the house, collapsed again, and then was taken away by heart ambulance. And
I'm sorry to hear it. And how are you now, Pat?
Well, I've to undergo a lot more tests, like a specialist in Galway who was looking after a heart situation that I always had.
Right.
But I'll be back there now next week. But, you know, I'm on medication and all that. But I'm fine. Like, I feel fine, but it's controlled, you know.
Yes,
but,
and even through that, do you manage to still be mindful in some way? And
yeah, I was looking out at the beautiful Cumbria Mountains for 4 days from my bed. Even wrote my blog every morning or sometime during the day when I was... See, when you're lying there, Fran, and you have nothing to do apart from needles being stuck in your left, right and centre and you're on grips and all that kind of thing, I suppose you're drugged out of it too. And, you know, you're in a very, I suppose, happy state where you can write, you know, and relax. And you have no phones, you have no visitors, you have no nothing. And you have 4 or 5 days of absolute peace, and then that peace is galvanized by the wonderful people who serve you. And I'm talking about the people in the hospital from A to Z that I met, and the way they were able to bless you and power healing to you. And now I must say, you know, they were, I don't know what countries they were, but a lot of the main doctors that I met and nurses were from India. And the peace that they... The peace that resonates around them and the peace that they can bring to your mind and to your body, and that seemed to be all over the hospital from the Irish people that were working there, who were also brilliant. And I said to the people who were alongside me in the ward, I said, one of these people should be sent out to every business and every house in the country. And these are the people, I think, who can save our country and who can save our mental
state. And you mean they bring a calm and a resilience?
Total calm. Like, you know, you're there and... I had no idea what was going to happen to me. And to tell you the truth, I wasn't that worried about it. But they made me feel so happy while I was there that, you know, I really... It was a really peaceful zone. It's like being on retreat.
My God. And what do you mean, Pat, you didn't worry what was going to happen to you? Were you not contemplating your own sort of demise in some way at all?
Well, from my point of view, my demise was naive, you know what I mean? And I was totally happy with that.
Were you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Totally happy.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. Sure. I could tell you more stories about what was laid out in front of me. Obviously, in the ambulance, I was in a different world and maybe moved to a different world, if you understand me. And I had all these visualizations and dreams of people who had gone before me and meeting up with all of them again and all that kind of stuff. It's,
my God.
The picture that was painted was amazing for me, and it's so vivid, stuff that even talking to relations since that I didn't know about that I witnessed and during my ordeal.
But so you were that low. Did you feel you were in transition to the next world in some way, Pat?
I didn't think about that, but I do recall very vividly kind of landing. It was as if like I was on an ocean on the... paddling, but I was actually in the sky, and all these kind of blue footballs were all around me and landing me down slowly into a beautiful garden.
My God. So you have no worries about the next life, or?
No, absolutely not. No. Because I know that all the spirituality around me and all the great people that have gone before me are just there to welcome us all back again.
Isn't that a fantastic way to be? I mean, that's...
But it's very relaxing.
I was just going to say it's living without fear, because most of us, well, for starts, we don't bother, even thinking about what might happen to us. Or some go along with the Oscar Wilde quotation that an exception will be made in my case. you've addressed this.
In last Monday, like if you said to me on Monday morning that I was going to be taken away by heart ambulance on Monday, you know, I felt strong. I was doing my work like I do every day, 16, 18-hour days. No, love my work and the garden and the farm and all that. And it just goes to show how pressure, you know, comes to you even without you realising it. Like December, like the last 12 months have been just horrific as I got a farmer trying to make ends meet, but all your businesses closed down, the bed and breakfast closed down and all that. And you still think you're coping fine with that. You know, the body didn't snap to tell me, because I had lots of backache and all that kind of thing, and in the last month, 6 weeks, and I was still working away grand. But, like, the body then, takes over and says, you know, well, Paddy, you're not all right, like, that you're in trouble here, and bang.
My God. Could you tell me more, and I hope I don't appear too nosy, will you tell me more about what you saw and what you experienced in the ambulance?
Well, I don't. When I arrived, I was woken up, and they was waiting for a while to get in, and they told me that you're now in hospital. And then I started very slowly, relaxedly, because I was on drips and all kinds of stuff. I don't know what they had me on, but anyway, they were brilliant. But I just landed in a beautiful garden, and I was met by all my former family who had passed on, and there was a big celebration ready, and there was some very unusual people at the table, and then on the other side, funnily enough, there's all men on one side and there's all women on the other side.
Oh, God.
And they were all there in the garden, and there were babies that had passed on, and you know, all relations and people that I'd known for years who had passed on were all there and welcoming me.
Isn't that, and did you have a conversation with them or?
No, this is just an experience that I had when I woke up. I was kind of looking around to know what was after happening. But I could, I'm not an artist, but I could paint the garden scene, the tables, everything to us is all laid out. Just kind of a banquet, you know.
And the feeling, Pat, peaceful?
Oh, absolutely, totally, totally peaceful, yeah. Very peaceful.
My God, isn't that incredible? Why do I get the feeling that you may have experienced something like this before?
I don't know. Personally, I don't think I had this experience before.
Right. It's just you don't seem hugely surprised by it, if you know what I mean.
What will be, friend.
Pat, it's always a tonic to speak with you, and I wish you well with your health, and most illuminating this morning to hear that story. How is business going for you? Can you return to your work now, or...?
I have been given all kinds of ultimatums since from the doctors and from my family that I have to change my lifestyle seriously. And there will be lots happening in the next, I suppose, couple of weeks to decide that, but there will have to be changes, because I'm told that if I want to stay here in this garden rather than the next garden, that... I have to change my lifestyle seriously, because I'm a workaholic, and I love what I do, and I love talking to people every day about mental health and all that. What I see myself doing, what I was always gearing for anyway towards retirement, if retirement comes and it looms now, is that I would be able to devote much more time to retreats, meeting people in the garden here, and talking about life with people and helping people. And that's one part of my life that I'm really going to focus. I was focusing on it and had lots of steps with books and all thing in the pipeline, but now I see myself, I see with the family in particular, with my doctors, they're advising me that I have to put my energies into other areas rather than the physical aspect of things, you know. But the business will just have to take, it'll all work out, you know. these things have a...
I'm sure it will indeed. It's always such a pleasure to talk to you. And since I spoke to you last, I've had an opportunity to try your burgers and your wine and all of that. And they're absolutely gorgeous, I can report to everybody, Pat. Listen, lovely to talk to you, Pat. And take good care of yourself, won't you?
And you actually brightened up my stay in the hospital, actually, because I heard this voice. And I said, I know that. And the man next door to me says, that's Fran. He says, he's on the radio there. You were playing the piano, I think, somewhere.
Oh,
it
was indeed. It was indeed. Well done to you, Pat, for spotting that. Yeah. Yeah. You can see me anywhere, Pat.
And then I married Helen.
Listen, great to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed, Pat.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's the great Pat Mulcahy there, the mindful farmer.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007. TIP FM's TIP Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.